countries and people who were called Christians today are forsaking their faith. It's amazing. Why do intelligent people en masse believe that man came from some higher animal? Amazing. Why do intelligent people believe lies? Let me ask you, do you really believe that God created us? This is a crucial question. And in the course of the next 3 months, we are going to look into God's Word and study the subject of creation versus evolution. I live in the time of Second World War, when most of you were not born. But the story of Hitler and his tactics is well known. I mention this to give you some insight into why evolution is so popularly believed today. Amazing that your children go to school and learn from the teachers, man came by a Big Bang. Amazing. Let me first tell you, in no uncertain terms, evolution is a lie of the devil. There is no truth or foundation whatever, but so-called scientists have, through the ages, centuries from the time of Darwin and before, have created theories, concoctions that persuade people, we came from a Big Bang. In my time, when I went to medical school, we were clearly taught life started in a medieval pool of rubbish water, dirty water. You know, if you go to any roadside pool and take a drop of water and put under the microscope, you see it teeming with life. One cell lives, plenty of them. And the name we give to them is called amoeba. Fantastic business that intelligent people who have PhDs and DSCs should believe that we came from that dirty pool of muck. But they qualify it as when things were just right. Oh, how sweet it sounds. When things and circumstances, when the temperature and the pH was just right, then life began from no life. All this nonsense was put to rest by one man in France called Pasteur. If you buy any kind of bottled drink today, it puts there pasteurized. In other words, it's rendered free from these little creatures called amoeba and other infections. And from those days, people choose to believe until Pasteur says, hey, it cannot be that life comes spontaneously. Because if you boil this fluid from the roadside pool and cork it in a container and don't contaminate, nothing grows out of it, even if you keep it for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years until you die, and you can examine the fluid, it never brings forth life spontaneously. Now, this is the crux of the debate. Does life come from no life? Answer is never. It has never been proved. But you say, where does life come from? That is the big question. Life comes from the giver of life. And the Word of God says, in Him, in Jesus, was life. He was the Creator who came down to earth. Now I have just 6 OHPs tonight. Creation versus evolution. Creation says, God made man. Dearly beloved, do not bother yourself or busy yourself to study all the theories of evolution in order to refute the evolutionists. You don't need to. Because all those theories are man's concoctions. Creation says, God made man. And we have a book called the Bible, inspired of God, the message from God to man. Read that Bible and you have all you need to know about origin of life, purpose of life, and the destiny of life, and how to escape the horrible word called death. It's all in the Bible. You need only to know the Bible to answer every question, any question that is brought up by evolutionists. Now, when we study creation, it tells us God made man. Now, the evolutionists turn it the other way around. Man made God. There is no God, but man concocted the idea of God. So this is where we part company. And there are 2 roads. One says, God made man. The other says, man made God. But the Bible has little to say about the man who says there is no God. One verse says in Psalm 14, verse 1. The Bible says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. God doesn't need to waste a lot of words and spend a lot of breath to talk about the evolutionists and the atheists. No need to. Because why? He's a fool. To believe that life comes from no life is a fool. What do you think? Oh, the Word of God is so clear. In Him was life. Jesus Christ, our Lord, came to prove that He is the Lord of life. How did He prove it? When He rose from the dead, He proved it. Ultimate proving is He rose from the dead. He conquered death. But in His ministry, He healed and eradicated in so many suffering men and women the root of death, that is disease. Did you know that? It is all in the Bible, not like today's healings. Oh, they claim they heal. All kinds of things are healed. Without number, they claim. But when we doctors challenged them, when they came to Sydney, a group of doctors challenged them. You claim to heal. Let those who are said to have been healed be examined by our panel of doctors to certify that they were really healed. Answer is no. No, this is not on. We don't allow that. So, dear friends, where did life come from? The fool says, there is no God to create life. Life just came spontaneously. The question is, can it be? Can it be that life comes spontaneously from dead matter? And of all things, life can come to become a man. Homo sapiens. Why is creature who knows so much, who can do so much, can it come by chance from dead matter? Now today's topic is in God's image. How does man come in God's image? God is spirit, and in his image you cannot quantify and express by saying, oh, this man is so handsome, so great and so strong. He must be looking like God. No. God created man and animals. Man only, not any other creatures, could do these six things I've listed. Now, God said after he had created everything else, the final creation was man. Read the word of God in Genesis. The final, why the last thing, last person created was man? Why? Because God made man to be his representative on earth to rule over the existing creation. So he came last. When everything else has been the world, the stars, the universe, and all the waters, the seas, and the mountains, and the land, and all the other life forms, man comes to be representative. This was our original purpose of being created, you and I. That was God's purpose. For that purpose, we have the image of God. How come you can reflect the image of God? Answer, God made it so. God gave it to us, the ability to talk. Do you know that no monkey can ever talk? You say they jabber a lot. Yes, they can jabber. They can make noise that expresses fear or anger, possible. Very primitive noises they can make. When you hear that, don't play with the monkey because they will bite. Now, beyond that, can they talk? Can they create a poem, for example? Can they talk any sensible talk? Answer is no, never. There is no language. There's no grammar. There's no vocabulary. While the monkey can go jabbering. It's all rubbish. Only sounds without meaning. Do you understand? Or do you believe that they have a language? Oh, of course, if you want to believe that, I can't stop you from believing. But the fact is, we talk with language. Those of you who understand English understand me. Now, if you listen to one who speaks some other good language, you are at sea. So that is called language. Only man worships. Only we, Homo sapiens, made in the image of God, gather regularly for a time of worship. Do you know why you come here? Why did you come here tonight? There is a reason. Because I come here to pay homage, to honor my Savior. I understand this. My Creator, that is worship. I seek after God. Why? Because God made me in His image, after His likeness. And so there is that affinity. Even though we are sinners, we seek God because He is the source of life and forgiveness. We come here to worship. Only man wears clothes. Have you ever seen monkeys set up shop to sell clothing? Amazing. Is that not a fundamental differentiation between monkeys and men? Oh, that is a basic fundamental difference. It never occurred to me for a long time until I read the books. But it is so true. Only man is creative. You say, creative of what? Do you know we do not create anything basic, but we can create furniture, for example, clothing, motor cars, aeroplanes, now space vehicles that can fly to Mars, and so on and so forth. Man is creative. Not the monkey. Not any other animal can create anything at all. No, you say, hey, they build caves. Yes, that is very primitive. What we are talking about is advanced technology. Number five, only man can reason. Yes, only we can sit down and puzzle out a proposition and reason out why and wherefore is a certain problem. And number six, only we understand that there is life after this life and that God has sent His only Son for you and for me. And we come to Him. We know we believe in Jesus. One day we'll be translated to that home above. Now all these 6 points, do you have any more? I think six is enough. Six is enough to differentiate us from any other animal. You can name it. Yes. So let us have faith that God has told us all we need to know in His book. As I said, all you need to know is the Bible. If you don't know the Bible, how can you stand up against the evolutionist and debate with him on his ground of theory of evolution, on the Big Bang and Small Bang, and all the other nonsensical things? There is no end to those concoctions. Let us read God's word. How God formed man in the beginning. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. How true it is. Do you know? You say we are made of flesh. Do you know the flesh, once we die, rots away and becomes the basic elements that all return back to the earth to become the elements of the earth? Do you know that? Of course. This is a basic truth. And it is mentioned and is stated so clearly. God says, out of dust, out of earth, I form you. When you die, you go back to the earth. That's it. This is gospel truth. And then, how is there life in us? God breathed. God gave us that breath of life. It's so clearly stated. Dust plus breath of God equals man. And man became a living soul. Genesis 2:7. There are two books you need to know. And the most interesting one that I found is the book of Isaiah. Have you read it? I give you a sampling here. Isaiah chapter 45 verse 12. This old prophet, God revealed to him, inspired him, write this. This is how man came on the earth. God says, I have made the earth and created man upon the earth. Please understand there is an order. Earth first, and all the contents of earth that God created for man, for us. And finally, man upon the earth. Even my hands have stretched out the heavens, and their hosts have I commanded. Did it ever occur to you that the old sailors, the mariners who sailed the high seas and went around the world and went to certain ports of choice without failure, inerrantly knew how to plot their direction by looking at constellations of stars? Does it occur to you that those stars in the formation to give a guidance to the mariners did not change in their shape and constellation and the formation over thousands of years? No change. All right. You say, what do I learn from that? I learned that God put the stars in place and ordered them there. They don't change and shift. While you know the stars are moving at breakneck speed, some of them, very fast moving. How is it the constellations retain their respective positions and become constellations that do not change? Did you ask him? Did you puzzle this out? They obey certain laws. And God, who created all this, says, their hosts have I commanded. I put them there and I said, stand still there. And those stars never move out of position. So the constellation remains exactly the same all the years, centuries and millenniums. Amazing. Who did it? Now, we have an adversary. That adversary is called the devil. And the devil's first and chief end is to defame God by changing the word, challenging the word of God. You know how it began? Genesis chapter 3. Yea, hath God said so to Eve. And you tell me that God created the tree of the fruit of life, tree of life that bears the fruit. Has he said so? You cannot eat or not even touch. Satan is the master attacker of God's word. Today is still continuing. Do you know a country? I'm sorry, it doesn't, not very clear. But can you see that this is a dollar note of the American dollar? We call it the greenback. And do you see up here one line of wording? He says, in God we trust. Today, no longer. But this was 1776, 1886, 1986, now 2086, over 200 years ago. Since then, things have changed. But at that time, this is the only country in the world founded for religious freedom. Did you know that? This is history. Yes, tonight you must know something of history. Do not understand America. America is changing beyond recognition today. Changing and changing. No more in God we trust, but in gold we trust. Yes, they are the richest country in the world, the most powerful country in the world. And by mighty dollar and the money power controls the whole world. Did you know this? You say, oh, it's a bankrupt country. Yes, in the midst of bankruptcy, it controls the world's finance. I'm not the financier, but this much I know. So I say, you must understand something of history. The history of the United States of America is very important to understanding the end times. We are living in the end times, and we are seeing the rising of the end time world power spoken and described in detail, Revelation 13. You go home and read tonight, and your eyes will open, and you will begin to think and to wonder what is going to happen. Revelation 13 says there are two beasts. And here is one of them. America is the chief, the first beast. When did it start and how did it start? By the Pilgrim Fathers, but became a properly constituted country and nation 1776 by the Declaration of Independence. Today, no longer. In those days, you know, all the big institutions, all the seats of learning, Harvard and Yale and all those big institutions like Cornell, all of them were founded for Christian education, all of them. Stated so clearly in the Constitution, students enrolling there must know the Bible and must read the Bible and must pray so many times a day. This was when? 1600s and 1700s in the old days. Today, do you know that America bans the reading of Bible in schools? Do you know that? Bans it. Whereas from the 1700s, all the schools which have a Christian flavor, and most of them, read the Bible before the lessons. Now, America government has banned. You do know, this is fact is stranger than fiction. All right, so much for OHPs. How do we know that God created? Can you answer that question? How do we know? I say when you lie down in the quiet of the night and ask yourself quietly, where did I come from? Did I come just spring out of the ground? Over billions of years evolving from amoeba to invertebrates to become vertebrates, eventually to become Homo sapiens. Can that be? Where did my soul come from? Ah, it's so clear. Now, I want to give you two books which you must know if you want to be very sure about creation. The first book you should know is the book of Isaiah. I mentioned this a moment ago. Isaiah the prophet has so much on creation to tell us. If you know what he says about creation, about us, where we came from, you will be on very sound and safe ground, not to be afraid. Turn to Isaiah chapter 44. Isaiah, prophecy of chapter 44. Verse 24, just one verse, Isaiah 44, verse 24. By the way, as I've always reminded you, mark your Bible, please, mark your Bible. Make your Bible personal. Make it so wonderful, helpful, useful to you. How? Personalize it by marking. This verse is a verse you ought to know inside out. Isaiah 44, verse 24. Thus said the Lord, thy Redeemer, he that formed thee from the womb. Ah, amazing. We did not come out of the medieval pool of muck and water and rubbish and slowly grow from amoeba over billions of years. But God created us in the womb of your mother. I am the Lord that maketh all things, Ah, how comforting. Not some things, and some came by evolution. God gave life to all things, plant and animals and man, that stretches forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by itself. Do you know that today, Homo sapiens, that is men, are planning to go to Mars. Now, where is Mars? Mars is one of the planets. How many planets are there? As far as we know, there are 9. And all of them orbiting around the sun. Never move elsewhere. Always in the set circuits. Who put them there? Who determined that they went round all the time? In their own circuits? In their own time? Earth has got its own orbiting time, different from the others, and also the distance from the sun. You go too close, you could be burned up. You go too far, you'll be frozen to death. How is it the earth is at this distance just right? And then now man is able to fly a craft to Mars. Now they're planning to fly man to the Mars. But God set all this in that place. Where does it say so? Isaiah 45, verse 24. Chapter 44. Now I give you 2 more verses. There are many more, but our time is up. Isaiah 45, verses 5 and 6 of the very next chapter. Verses 5 and 6 of chapter 45. Amazing, the Lord says, I am the Lord, there is no one else, there is no God beside me. Oh, wonderful. And this God came down to us, had compassion on us, and sent his own Son to save us. He is our Redeemer. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. Yes, God took the initiative. Now, the next book you ought to know something is the book of Romans, chapter 1. And if you turn there quickly, we will read through and then we will go home. Romans, chapter 1, verse 18. Now, this is the answer to the homosexuals, the gays, and so on. Before I read, go on with this. Do you know the attack on the Word of God has gone to the King James Bible by the gays? A group of homosexuals have now mutilated the King James Bible by creating a Queen James Bible. Ever heard of it? Now, this is the latest. Now, they have taken away every portion of the Bible that has something bad to say about homosexuals, all taken out. So after they take it out, they say, what name shall we call it? Queen James. Because they want to have it different. These people will have to face the wrath of God. Verse 18, please follow. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. You know that America is the first country officially to authorize and recognize gay marriage. Do you know that? The first officially pronounced by the President Obama. Yes. When was it? 2012, yes. And to tell the world, we are for gays. They are also decent citizens, human beings. They should have a place under the sun. Never discriminate and criminalize them. Respect them. They are good men. They are doctors, dentists, engineers, politicians, etc., etc. Important people, but they are gays. And America is the first country to come out and to tell the rest of the world, respect gays. Now the result of this, verse 26. For this cause, God gave them up to vile affections. For even the women changed the natural use into that which is against nature. And they did all kinds of evil things. We read this almost daily in either Straits Times or newspaper. What do you read? All kinds of sexual perversions in Singapore happening right in front of our eyes, under our very noses. Now you say, it's all right. They live their own lives quietly. No, it is not all right, because God is watching and He will punish. Verse 21. And likewise, the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burn in their lust one to another. They refuse to recognize that God made men and God made women, and they have their own sexual function, and the two of them make a couple. Marriage is honorable and is holy. No. Now they, women and women, men and men, and men and animals, all kinds of other perversions. Read on verse 27. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, receiving in themselves that recompense of the error which is, was meet. What recompense? What is it? Do you ever heard of the disease called AIDS? AIDS. Autoimmune deficiency disease that has swept around the world, and millions were killed because why? God punished them, sent a disease which has no cure. Amen. We've reached the end of our discourse. In God's image, did God create us, or did we come naturally from no life to life, and then life to higher life, and to all kinds of exploits? Going, flying to the moon, flying to the Mars, and so on and so forth. Today, Americans lead the world in this anti-God movement. You say, but oh, they still talk of God. Yes, they talk, but in their hearts, they do not believe. How about us? Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, help us to understand that God made us, and not we ourselves, and He who made also loved us, and sent His only begotten Son, the giver of life and salvation, to our help, to save us from our sins. Lord, may this thought cause us to go forth to be Your servants and witnesses, to turn men and women to Christ our Lord. This is our prayer. Bless Your people. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.